We haven't received any charges from the police, so we cannot speculate on that.
You don't know what the charges relate to at all?
That's right, because the police haven't filed any official charges against Khun Thaksin. They are investigating the matter.
You may not know the details of the charges, but they are charges of lese majeste.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which are quite rare, are they not?
Not rare. It happens in Thailand. So, I don't want to repeat the nature of the alleged speech or alleged statement. It would be a criminal offence to repeat that.
But Mr. Pitame, in terms of these charges of lese majeste, it would be quite easy for political opponents to use this law to accuse each other of offending the monarch.
That's correct, yeah. Your understanding is correct. I think the criminal charges are politically motivated, and it's just political tool to discredit the ex-prime minister.
Now, what about the corruption allegations which have also been levelled against Mr. Thaksin? Does he plan to fight those charges?
Certainly. He will return to Thailand as soon as the official charges have been brought against him in court. He won't return just yet, but if the case has been brought to court, he would return to Thailand to fight the charge.
In the absence of a court summons to testify on any charges, Mr. Thaksin will continue to stay out of the country. Is that his plan?
Okay, the criminal charge has been passed to the public prosecutor, but the public prosecutor has to bring a charge to court. When the case comes to court, it is legally required or compulsory under Thai law. He is required to appear in person in court. That's why he has to return to Thailand. We are confident that we will be able to fight the charges. We can prove his innocence.